The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. 13-point win for the Cats. Time to check out Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup. Geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Mark Neil, tonight you were looking at the impact of the respective rebounding, daring halfbacks of both clubs, and that is Tom Stewart and Jeremy Howe. Which way have you lent for your insurance brokers?
Well, King, I thought at the start, Jeremy Howe started the game better than Tom Stewart. This is right back when, and he kicked the first goal, and he was going pretty well. He was playing on Cameron and playing on Hawkins for a little bit. But as the game wore on, Tom Stewart was absolutely outstanding. And he needed to be, because Collingwood were on top. And I know that they had a number of inside 50s, which clearly meant that Geelong would have had a unbelievable number of rebound 50s, which Tom Stewart would have played a huge part in. So it was absolutely clearly that points decision went to Tom Stewart.
Great work, Neil. Of course, Geelong Insurance Brokers, Don and the team have been in business for 29 years and they do a wonderful job. And of course, when you get the Geelong Insurance Brokers crew looking after you, well, they look after you properly. And what they do is they look for your right cover, not just the cheapest premium. That is very important from Geelong Insurance Brokers. Benny, you've had a quick look at the stats, but just give us maybe some of the better ball winners for the evening from both teams.
Yeah, well, Stewart had 29 for the Cats. A few of those kicking the ball out from fullback, but he was pretty good. Dangerfield, after a quiet one last week, had 25. Guthrie, 22. He had plenty in the last quarter as well. Selwood, in a historic night for him. He had 21 touches, 10 contested, 11 uncontested, 5 clearances and 3 hand pass. Certainly, you know, wasn't one of his great games, but he really contributed. Had a couple of crucial efforts late in the final corner. He was willing his team over the line. Parfitt had 21. Much better tonight from Parfitt after a quiet one last week as well. Duncan still finding his feet a little bit. 20 touches, but didn't have a huge impact. Holmes was pretty quiet and made some mistakes early, but was really good late. He led Geelong with 9 touches in the final quarter. Holmes, Smith 19, Atkins 18, Higgins had 17, and Stanley had 17. So a lot to like there. And the interesting one there was Dalhouse, who was the medical sub. He came on and played the last quarter. He had 7 possessions and set up a goal and played really well. Went into the middle at times. For the Pies, Adams had 30, Elliott 26. Nick Dacos, what a player. He's going to be 26 touches, Nick Dacos. Crisp 24 was good. Lipinski, the former Dog, 23. Quayne is going to be a star, 21. And Josh Dacos had 21. Degoe, 20. He unfortunately was inaccurate. He kicked 1 goal. For the Cats, obviously, I forgot to mention Cameron. He had 13 kicks. He had took 9 marks. He had 2 inside 50s. He kicked 6 goals, 1. Pretty crucial from Jeremy Cameron. A bag of 6 in modern footy.
Worth well, every
the
cent,
other one
Penny.
That's worth of mentioning, too, is Stengel. He'd had 7 pretty ordinary quarters. Was very ordinary last week.
Yeah.
Till 3-quarter time, he was witness protection. He played really well in the last quarter for the Cats, so that was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job, Benny. Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982. North Geelong, Ocean Grove and Grovedale is where you will find them. I think things are just about done at the Gabba. And, oh, wow, this is a smackdown in the end. Brisbane, 23-18, 156. Will bring some good momentum to Geelong next week. North Melbourne, 7-6-48. McCarthy kicked 5. Zach Bailey, who I really enjoy watching play. When you're a neutral fan, Zach Bailey's a player that gets you up and about. Joe Danaher kicked 3. Lyons kicked 2. McStay kicked 2. Charlie Cameron kicked 2 goals, 6.
Right. Lucky he wasn't on.
Actually, who's Bew's going to? Is he going to Cameron or is he going to McCarthy?
No, Charlie.
What's my answer going to be, Tom?
Team defence.
Yeah, so he'll get a bit of both. So yeah. Because Cameron doesn't play deep all the time, he will go up. Bewes tends to take the deepest one, so when they're there, he'll take them. When they go out, they'll let someone else sort it out.
Yeah. Should have said who's he playing on first, and then you'll say, well, it depends on who goes deep.
Yeah, who's deep?
You're all over it, Neil.
Yeah,
I actually need to start thinking what your answer is before I ask the question. But our listeners want to know; they're interested in what you're going to say.
Yeah. Well, they want to know how it's played too. Because and you're quite right. There'll be moments where he'll get Cameron, and there'll be moments where he'll get McCarthy, and that's because of the way the game is played.
Wasn't a great marking night, Hamlin Hanger High Flyers. It wasn't a huge amount. Hamlin has built itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. And Benny has got our Hamlin Hanger of the night. What have you got, Benny?
Yeah, I have, Kingy. Well, it wasn't a cat hanger. There weren't too many high-flying efforts tonight,
no,
were there?
It was
a bit of a sort of
dour.
No-fly zone was put over the MCG tonight. But At the 11-minute mark of the second quarter, a Magpie wearing the number 41, Brody Mychek, dragged down our Hamlin hanger.
Handball to Chris. Chris drives it long. Wants Mychek. Wonderful diving mark. Wonderful kick from Chris to put it to space. But Mychek down low sliding.
He did a bit of down low sliding, played quite well, Mychek.
I think that's an Olympic sport, isn't it? Down low sliding.
Yeah, he could be. And he was pretty handy tonight. So for our, what have we got now, King?
We've got to go to the goal of the day for Lammy's Tavern. Yeah, now, of course, open Friday to Sunday. So they'll be rocking right now after a Cats win.
Yeah.
And round one of footy done and dusted. So the boys that wouldn't have been
able to
go out last night.
You want to get the floor shimes on tonight.
Yeah. I got the floor shimes into the call today. When Chris Nichols went out to get the ground report for the GFL game, and I said, you've got the floor shimes just over the deck at the moment. It's scary how you and I think.
Yes.
9 p.m, of course, open. Free entry before 10 every night, Friday to Sunday, so it will be pumping tonight. There were plenty of good goals. Which way have you gone, Benny?
Well, Kingy, this goal was a good passage of play, but it was at a critical time. The goal itself was handy without being absolutely exceptional, but just the timing of it, scores this. I think this goal from Brad Close actually tied the scores at the 17-minute mark of the fourth quarter. But just remembering that Geelong had trailed by 37 points, probably only 20 minutes prior to that at the end of the third term. And Brad Close, who'd done not much, it's fair to say, in the first three quarters, came into his own and he kicked out Lammy's Tavern goal of the night.
Tucks it under his arm, kicks on his left. Stengel with one hand couldn't mark. De Koning was clean, gave it to Close. Close can steady, Close can snap, Close can tie the game. Wonderful snap goal from Bradley Close.
Was good stuff, and the Cats came back. I think a few Cats, well, we heard from Amy who left at three-quarter time.
Yeah.
She didn't even hang around.
No.
So she missed a pretty good quarter of footy from her team.
Yeah, absolutely.
She seemed pretty happy, though. All being said.
Yeah, absolutely. And safe driving to those who are driving home and listening to us through KROQ 955. Please take it easy. A bit of rain on the roads.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.